Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to the I and Us on Joy 94.9 with your intersex hosts, Paul and Little Jace. A fun, uplifting and informative show about the intersex community by the intersex community for all of us.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to show two of the I in Us with Paul and Little Jace. It is our Valentine's Day show. All the other broadcasters have highlighted Valentine's Day today, so we thought we'd do the same.
Celebrating bees and epilepsy.
Yes. We'll get into that in a moment. Yeah. We would like to begin by acknowledging that we are broadcasting from the lands of the Boonwurrung people, the unceded lands, and pay our respects to elders past, present, emerging, and indeed future. And I'm happy to say that this week we also have my extra special guest co-host back in the studio, Little Jace. How are you?
I'm really good. I've had so many messages on the Book of Faces about how great the show was last week. So I said, how about I come back this week as well?
Well, yeah, exactly. Because clearly all of those messages were about Little Jace, not me. So, no, I'm only joking. Aww. We have had tremendous support from across the world, I must say, from our friends and our family and everybody else who, the intersex community and also the rainbow community and every one of you out there who listened to us last week. And we're grateful for you listening in today as well. In fact, speaking of listening in and making contributions, as always, we do invite your contributions. You can text us on 0427 569 949, and I'm going to repeat it for those who haven't tuned in before: 0427 569 949. And you can also email us at Jace.
onair@joy.org.au.
Exactly, because you are listening to the I in Us on Joy 94.9, or you might be on the radio, you might be on iHeartRadio, you might be on the website, and I know a lot of people from across Australia are doing that because they can't tune in directly. So welcome to each and every one of you. We often say that the I in Us is a show about the intersex community by the intersex community, that's me and Little Jace, for all of us. So welcome to all of you.
And what are we doing tonight, Paul?
Well, that is a very fine question. We are going to be speaking to a couple of wonderful guests about the I in
relationships.
The I in, if we ever do a theme that hasn't got an I in it, we'll just have to make something else up.
But we may have to give away prizes.
Yeah, we might have to figure something out. But the I in relationships, what does it mean to be an intersex person in a relationship? But perhaps even more importantly, what does it mean for a non-intersex person to be in a relationship with an intersex person? That's something that we thought we'd cover.
Absolutely. And don't forget, if you want to join in the conversation, just reminding you, you can text in on 0427 569 949 or onair@joy.org.au. And I happen to know that one of our guests will answer whatever questions might come to them.
Well, it's quite possible. Now, we would like to acknowledge for our intersex community that talking about relationships and Valentine's Day and this type of thing can be really quite challenging. We shouldn't assume that intimacy is necessarily a natural. It's natural, of course, but being intimate can be quite challenging for intersex people with our various body types. And also being in relationships can also be very challenging. So if Valentine's Day is a challenging day for you, we hear you. And we also want to hear from you. And we also want to support you And whether or not you're intersex or part of the broader listenership here at Joy, we want to hear about what Valentine's Day means for you. It can be wake up with flowers and pancakes and strawberries and champagne and chocolates and, you know, if you're vegan like me, I don't know, a smoothie. And or it can be
a more challenging day. It's going to be hard to get a smoothie out of a bedspread.
Yeah, well, I didn't have it in my bed, but I hear where you're going with that. And on that note too, I really want to acknowledge that a lot of people have been impacted by storms across Victoria, and that includes one of the people who was going to be on this show, Monique, my lovely, beautiful partner and girlfriend. Happy Valentine's Day. They're really struggling up there. Monique can't join us today because there's no power and there's no internet and there's trees all over the place and there's crushed this and crushed that and trees down. So
what's a special Valentine's Day you want to give to Monique? Because you know she'll be listening to the podcast.
Well, that's a really valid point. Of course, we will have some podcasts available from our first two shows and future shows. I just want to say that you have, Monique, have been an absolutely beautiful and wonderful supportive person in my life. We've been through so much together. I'm grateful for everything that you've brought to us, and I can't wait to see you again on the other side of this horrible storm damage and so forth. And I'm sorry you can't make it into the studio today. Thank you for putting me on the stop, young Jace. And
I
should have
actually
known
I'm not
that
sorry.
Was, well, that's right.
Yes. You know, I'm never going to be sorry. I will say, Monique, I did buy you a box of chocolates, but I ate them on the way here.
Well, yes. Well, I can remember if they happened to be listening, my brother Sean and his two kids, Grace and Dylan, that they once gave a box of chocolates to my mother, their grandmother, which when she opened it had already been opened and half consumed. So, yeah, runs in the family and the extended family, yes. But look, Valentine's is wonderful, and we do have a absolutely beautiful couple that we'll be introducing you to very soon. That is Shani and Dougie. And Shani is an intersex woman. Dougie is a man, a person. We are all people, after all. And they have a very interesting story to tell about their lives, their relationship, whether or not having an intersex partner changed anything in their lives, and just how they've, kind of moved along the highway of the eye in relationships, and whether or not that's changed anything, or it's just like they just didn't notice and it was like a pebble, a tiny weeny little pebble in the pond where you couldn't notice any ripples occurring whatsoever. So just checking.
And if you do have any questions, just send in your questions. You know the number. And yeah, we've had a message in from Brett from the Everybody Eats team, and they have said that they are looking more forward to listening to the I in the LGBTI Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you. And who was that, Brett?
That was Brett from the Everybody Eats team.
I tell you what, the Everybody Eats is another new show that started here on Joy last week, the day before us. So we're on from 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. I believe it's that they're on 7 o'clock on Tuesdays. I won't confuse anyone more than that, and Brett can message in and tell you if they're actually on at 8 o'clock, but I thought it was 7. Sorry, Brett, I haven't got it in front. They're a wonderful team of 6, and so they have 3 people on each show, and then they interchange across the shows on a weekly or bi-weekly process, system.
Yes.
And the first one, I'm sorry I missed last night, but the first one was about Chinese New Year. And it was just a wonderful conversation about the difference between how Chinese and how Vietnamese people celebrate Chinese New Year, Chinese Lunar New Year with Anastasia. And I will definitely be looking out for their podcast to hear last night's show. Now, we do now have on our wonderful Zoom system, and I'm hoping that Shani, Dr. Shani, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Yay. Okay. Now, this is our first guest actually ever on Zoom. And Shani is here accompanied in studio by Shani's husband,
the lovely Dougie.
Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Hi, Shani.
So whereabouts are you right now?
I'm in Gurner Country, or also known as Adelaide, where I've been working fortnightly for the past year. So 2 weeks on and 2 weeks off in Melbourne. And that wouldn't have been possible without the support of my lovely husband, Dougie.
Fantastic. Oh, happy Valentine's Day to both of you. And we'll bring Doug in a couple of moments. What do you do for a living, Dr. Shani, seeing as you've got the DR in front of your name, Doctor, and a lot of people might, think must work in a hospital. And you kind of do of sorts, don't you?
I do, but just for animals.
Yes.
Oh, so you're going to be great for working with me because I'm a bit of a puppy.
And I used to be a zookeeper. So there you go. We can all kind of connect along, different pathways in life, even if it's four legs, two legs, or, three if you've had an accident and you go see Shani. But anyway, so, and what about you? Welcome to the show, Dougie, and thank you for agreeing to be here with some trepidation. Here you are on the radio.
Yeah, I made it. Thanks for having me.
You're very, very welcome. I'm very, very pleased that both of you are here. And this is a show about the eye in relationships. And so we did want to get a sense of how you both met and how long you've been together. If you're happy to share that with our wonderful audience here on Joy.
Who wants to speak first, Shani, you or Dougie?
That might be permitted.
Go for it, Dougie.
Cool.
Dougie, how did you meet, mate?
It all goes back, I think 2010 going in 2011, so one of those, drunken New Year's parties. It's pretty interesting. There's lots of different groups of people, they all just mingled together and everyone just kind of clicked. As the night progressed, and many more drinks later, this lovely individual by the name of Shani, who I'd been chatting to throughout the night, started grabbing my butt. And I'm told I'm someone who can miss the signs, but I was thinking, she might be into me. So, yeah. We hooked up and it kind of all went from there.
Those things never happened to me.
No. Well, I'm kind of glad because I'm, in a three-year relationship that don't happen to me. Not that I'd be tempted, of course, because, I know, whose hands are on me most of the time. But I'm glad that you interpreted the pinch of the butt in the way that you did, because you have actually been together for, I think it's about 10 years now, isn't it? Something of that. How long have you been together?
Married 10 years.
Married 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, together... close to 14 now, right?
Wow. I tell you what, it's lucky you didn't pinch anyone else's butt that night, I tell you. So, I'm glad that they were aimed at Dougie, and it's wonderful to have you both in the studio.
So did she have those fabulous nails that she currently has?
I don't think she had them quite on that day, but...
those ones.
Yeah. She did reveal them for a few of the dates.
We'll have to find a way because we are, of course, on radio. So we will have to figure out a way for Shani to, maybe you could put up those nails now and I'll take just a quick photo. There you go.
We'll put them on our socials. Well, you can see them on our socials.
Yeah, we already can. That's true. You can
Which is the Eye in Us on the Book of Faces and the internet.
That's right. So we are on Instagram, the Eye in Us, and also on Facebook. So that's all pretty cool to have our own kind of social media coverage. We're very much enjoying that. Well, I am anyway. Jace turns up and says, "Here, another photo." Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm not very good with using Facebook, and I have no idea about what is that other one that starts with
Instagram.
I haven't had a clue about Instagram.
I know. So I'm doing it all and having lots of fun with that. and it's, I can't say I know nothing. I mean, it's one of them, the one with the F in front of it, has been around since 2007. So I have been on the scene for a while. But I'm very curious about this little fact between the two of you. And that is that it might be really easy for you, our listenership today, to assume that Shani has known that she's intersex. Sorry, is it she or they? Can I check on your pronouns, Shani?
Thank you. I'm a they, them, but if anyone has a brain fart, I really don't mind the she, her pronouns.
Well, if I did have a brain fart, I'm not sure it would be any capacity for me to say anything, remember? But so it's easy to assume that Shani knew that they were intersex from birth or early in life. But in actual fact, you've been together for 14 years and both of you learned that Shani is intersex during your relationship. And I'm curious, Shani, if you're happy to share with us what were the events that led up to you learning or becoming aware of the fact that you are an intersex person?
So when Dougie and I first met, I probably was quite a different person. There's been a lot of growth and development in the last 10 years, 10 to 14 years. I've spent a lot of time in therapy, haven't we all? And I began to become more involved and advocating for the queer community and started to follow more diverse accounts on Instagram and things like that, spreading out from what I'd been following. And I was following an account called the Gender Fender Bender. Really amazing account if you do have the opportunity. And they were talking about how there are different types of intersex variations and how some hormonal differences that lead to differences in secondary sex characteristics can be considered as intersex. And I was conscious from a very young age that I sort of was a little bit different to other more binary women in my life, but it wasn't a heck of a lot, so I didn't really pursue it until I'd seen this post by Gender Fender Bender, and I was like, hey, I identify with that. That sounds very much like my lived experience. So that was when I went, hey, let's go down this intersex rabbit hole, and what a journey it's been.
Yes, indeed. And for us as well, and for many intersex people, that is the case.
You're listening to The Eye in Us with Paul and Little Jace on Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to The Eye in Us with Paul and Little Jace, and of course our guests, Chenny and Dougie. And we have had one message in from Wayne, who's paying me out for saying the Book of Faces. So, Wayne and Drew, happy Valentine's Day, lovelies. Also, respect the hair. He'll know exactly what that means. Right, we've got some more questions. We're coming back into it now. And I've got a question for Dougie. Now, you were together for several years before you found out that Chenny was intersex. Can you tell me a little bit about that and tell me a little bit about how you felt when you first found out?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there are actually kind of two reveals. The first one was when she revealed that she was attracted to women, and I think to that one I was just like,
I wonder how she feels.
I suspected. Mm. I don't know. I think I handled that one all right. The intersex one, I don't know. I think that was somewhat ignorant. I think I said something along the lines of, does that mean that I'm attracted to men now? I'm confused. Might be a good one to handball to Chenny on this one. She might be able to say a bit
more
to it.
That's probably a really good, like, a thought. I was like, oh, maybe that's what does it mean?
Yeah.
So you've clearly asked yourself, what does it mean to be intersex? What was it that you found out that it meant to be intersex for Chenny and your relationship?
I guess, everyone's story will probably be a little bit different. I think at heart, like, things didn't change a huge amount in our relationship. I mean, you know, we're largely, you know, we've grown a lot, obviously, but we're largely at heart the same people we were at the very beginning. So I guess that aspect hasn't changed a huge amount. I think, obviously, I've been a lot more involved in the rainbow space. I've gone from just being somewhat of a passive supporter to being a little bit more active. And, yeah, the stakes become a little bit higher when it's someone that you care about that's, you know, part of that community.
I've actually never heard that statement, but I actually thought that gave me goosebumps on the back of my neck. When it's somebody you care about, it changes everything. Because I think sometimes people hear you say, oh, yeah, I'm intersex, and they just dismiss it because they don't know what it means and they don't think about it. Yeah. Because it can take up a bit of your brain space if you think about it. But, yeah, but when it becomes your relationship, and I'm assuming Paul would probably feel exactly the same way in that relationship as that, or in that mindset. So when it's about you, it is totally different. And when it's about somebody you love, it most definitely becomes something that really sits at the front of your mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any other ways that it has sat at the front of your mind in any negative particular ways, or has it been mostly positive for you?
I think mostly positive, but I guess, yeah, there's, I guess when you're in politics, when elections roll around, that actually gets a little bit more stressful. I mean, you know, maybe there's a certain political movement, if you will, or a government of the day that might be getting in, and it may not be what you want, but you just, you know, roll with it. Well, that's something that I've had the luxury of doing, right? But that's not always the luxury that, say, other people in the rainbow space would have. So, yeah, that can be a little bit more stressful.
Yeah. I totally get that. Paul, have you got any other questions?
What I love about community radio, we don't always need to have questions. We can have conversations. And even the broadcasters can contribute to the conversation.
And so can our listeners, just in case. If you've got any questions.
So if you're listening in tonight and you have a burning question for our guests or for us, then please, we do encourage you to text in. Or it could just be a wonderful message of support, which we're, of course, really happy to get rubbed on the back or patted on the back for our second show ever on Joy Radio. So please, we do encourage you to text in on 0427569949.
Or on air. joy.org.au.
You can email us at onair.joy.org.au, and I'm sure after about the fourth show I'll be able to say that by heart without, you know, turning my head around to try to read it off a screen somewhere off there in the distance. But we are really keen, and like, you might also be sitting there or listening and thinking, oh, maybe this question's just a bit too personal or a bit curly. I don't want to upset anyone.
Send it in anyway, because if
we're not comfortable about answering a question, we'll say so. We may even say why we're not comfortable answering a question. But on the I and Us, as I said, it's a show about the intersex community, by the intersex community, for all of us. And we really do want your contributions. And of course, it would be magnificent. I've known I was intersex only for 8 years, and I'm 58 now. And I've probably met about 30 intersex people. And there's just a good chance that there might be some intersex people out there who are people who think they're intersex, who are listening in, who themselves haven't yet either learned formally that they are, or, you know, are just a little bit uncomfortable sharing that they are. So, you know, you can always put in your message if you text in or your email. Please don't read this out on air, but or please don't identify me, whatever, and ask your question, because the most important thing for all of us in the intersex community is to hear from you and to have our voice, which is what this radio station is all about. Well, it's the station and the show, of course.
And you may actually hear some things that sort of make you question different things. And if you do and you need some support, go to joy.org.au/support. And we do have a lot of information there for you that you can contact different groups and probably one of the intersex communities that Paul is definitely involved in.
Absolutely. And one thing that I haven't done yet on this show is a simple, you know, what is intersex? So intersex people are born with a range of variations in sex characteristics. Intersex is an umbrella term. There are about 40 different intersex variations, but every single one of them has a medicalized language terminology. Mine is Klinefelter syndrome, and another one might be androgen sensitivity, all these sorts of things. So it's just nice for us to be able to say, you know, we're intersex. Imagine if being LGBTQA and there being a medicalized term for your gender or your sexuality. It's and that whenever you went to a GP appointment or something like that, that they referred to you in that way, not that you were lesbian, gay, trans, ace, and so on and so forth. So
it'd be a brain fart for me, I can tell you.
There you go. So that's why we use the umbrella term to soften, if you like, who we are. Now, I am interested also from you, Shani, in that you have only known for a fairly short period of time that you're intersex, whether or not yourself and of course, with Dougie, if you have come across or come up against some of those terminologies or those barriers or, you know, engagement with a medical space or any other space that you've felt uncomfortable about and wish they'd just listen to you and that you're a person or whatever it is. Would you like to, are you comfortable sharing about that?
Yeah, thanks. I, being a veterinarian, I identify as a doctor as well. Obviously not a human doctor, but I understand the medical terminology and things like that. I feel like this inner conflict as I learn more about the intersex community and how some of those labels can actually be quite dehumanizing and be used in like quite unpleasant circumstances. I really have felt this inner conflict build, and, you know, identifying as one of the medical profession, I sort of see how they're trained and how this sort of terminology is brought into their lexicon. But I really think that we, the medical community, can do better in stopping pathologizing intersex people and just accepting them as a variation in biology. So that's something that's sort of come up for me in my lived experience, that I personally haven't had a doctor make me feel uncomfortable towards me, but I feel very passionately and protective about my intersex siblings who have. Hearing some of their stories makes me feel very emotional and very fired up.
I love a bit of fire in the belly. That's always a wonderful thing. And Shani, I understand we also, the intersex community, say that we have naturally innate occurring variations in sex characteristics, that there's nothing wrong with us. We don't need to be fixed. We don't need operations done on us as kids, that we can wait until we're adults and so forth. But it's also interesting that sex chromosome variations such as XXY occur in the animal kingdom. And I believe that there is a cow. I can't remember the breed. It starts with H, I think. And there's also a cat.
Don't call me a heifer.
There you go. Well, no, I won't call you a heifer. But you actually have not dissimilar hair. Anyway, to the heifer. But are you familiar with those, Shani, as from a veterinarian perspective, of the intersex variations occurring in the animal world or in the zoological world?
Absolutely. It occurs, I would say, on an equally frequent basis. It's probably, I would say, picked up less. I prefer not to use the term diagnosed. It's identified less often because pets are frequently desexed, so their gonads are removed. So, that kind of, I guess, goes undocumented. But it certainly occurs. We see it. We've heard about it. You know, free mutton style cows that are born, a feminine cow or cow with a vulva is born with a twin that's male, then she will be infertile. So yeah, that sort of thing. It's all quite fascinating, and it's certainly something that I was raised in the medical community understanding and being able to speak about. But it's the pathologization and the I guess the othering of all of that that is somewhat newer to me in my understanding of it all.
So that's very different to like things like turtles that can change their gender to reproduce. So that's not intersex. That's just I don't understand the word of that. Just for some reason, it's just disappeared in my head.
Stick insects and a whole range of things. Stick insects can decide when they lay an egg whether or not the offspring of that egg will be, you know, male or female. It's quite amazing how nature has played a hand in having a variety of people and animals and quite possibly plants, for all we know, that that have these naturally occurring variations. And I'm sure that Shani and her colleagues would never see that heifer, cow, whatever it might be, and say, oh my God, we really need to decide whether or not we want to raise this animal as a male or a female. I wonder what their gender might be. Oh, no. Of course not. It's naturally occurring and they leave it to be. But that's what happens in our hospitals for intersex children, and even within IVF programs, they deselect for people. Like with my variation, you know, I've got an honours degree and I've done all this stuff, you know, I'm on radio, and yet they're deselecting because they're worried that not being able to have a child, or might have some psychological challenges, or have a bit of low self-esteem, that no parent would want to raise that child. The irony is, of course, that the majority of children I ever meet have those sorts of complications. And imagine if ADHD one day they picked up a genetic link and decided, we better deselect. Well, they're not going to do that, but they do that for us. So it is very important that we understand that we want you to understand that we're just people, and whether or not we're in a relationship or not in a relationship, if we're having children, these days with technology, many of us can have children, particularly if Medicare decides to follow the recommendations of the Australian Human Rights Commission to make all procedures under Medicare, which is a show for another time. But I tell you what, I'm just going to stop myself there and let you know that a bit of a mail has come in. We've had another text message come in, and Jace, would you mind reading that out?
This is from Kate, and she is just saying that Channy and Jenny and Dougie are way too cute and great Valentine's Day show. So, you know, you're both really cute.
Oh, well, that's
isn't that wonderful? How was the impact of your discovery of being intersex? And how did the impact of that discovery go into your relationship?
So I have also in my life, later in life, discovered that I'm neurodivergent. I'm ADHD and autistic. And the discovery of that was a major relief. There were characteristics about myself that I saw as flaws, or that I've been raised or trained to think of as flaws. And I was quite harsh on myself for that. So discovering that I was neurodivergent was a huge relief. Then discovering that there are differences about my body and that I didn't fit the typical mold of the binary woman, that discovering that there was a community like me, that was a huge relief. So I think that it was mostly like positive, and that I was actually quite excited to share it with Dougie. I remember coming out to Dougie on the couch as we were watching TV. I'd already posted on Facebook, and then I went, oh no, I haven't told Dougie.
Yeah. Whoops.
So I was like, hey babe, you know,
just in case you happen to come across my post.
By the way.
Exactly. Yeah. By the way, I happen to be intersex. This is what it means. You know, and it was a relatively short conversation. And I do remember Dougie's exact words were, does that still make me straight?
No, I love that. And you know what? We should come back to this conversation very shortly. I want to know more about that.
Yeah. And what's interesting, we all say across the intersex community when we talk about having naturally occurring variations that don't sit, you know, fit medical or social models of what it is to be male or female, we'll also often say that we're not a gender identity, we're not a sexuality, it's about a biology, it's about what we come out of the womb with, and all of those other things might happen in time. But that's also suggesting that someone isn't born gay or lesbian, which is ludicrous, you know. So
some of us are born pansexual.
So where is like, exactly, like two people in the room, although one's not quite in the room from what we hear from someone earlier on. Anyway, what is important is that we prefer not to be considered to be a gender identity, or a sexuality, but we are as likely to be gender and sexually diverse as the broad community. Often these days, I do think there are more intersex people who are gender and sexually diverse than the wider community, or maybe it's just the 30 or so that I've come across.
Oh, you know. So Dougie, it's okay if you like men as well.
Yeah,
but there's sorry, Shani, maybe it's not.
It's a challenging one. Now, thank you both very much for joining us. Is there anything that either of you would like to share with us just to finish up? And we are getting close to the end of our show. Is there anything you'd like to share with our audience today? Shani, what about you?
I think that it's a growing space, the LGBTQIA plus space, that it's evolving by the minute, and that a lot of people, allies, are afraid of getting it wrong. And so if there are any allies listening in, please don't be afraid to have difficult conversations, because I know that in the past I've got it wrong and I'm queer as heck. So, you know, we all make mistakes, but it's about how you correct, learn and move on that makes the difference. So please don't be afraid to step up and reach out, because we're all here, and at the end of the day, we're all just people trying to do our best.
Can you send that to us in an email, please? We need that. We need that quote.
Thank you very, very much, both of you, for being the very first guests on our lovely show, The Eye and Us. Really appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day. Aww. And happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to The Eye and Us with your intersex hosts, Paul and Little Jace. To listen to the podcast and follow our socials, head to joy.org.au/The Eye and Us. And don't forget to tune in next Wednesday evening between 7 and 8 p.m. when Paul and Little Jace once again bring intersex voices, news and stories to the Joy airwaves. The Eye and Us, about the intersex community, by the intersex community, for all of us.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.